Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you did."
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. If you're just joining us, we were just having our memory of Charlie Daniels last segment, so we thought we'd give you a little something here.
That's a little bit.
Anyway, moving into this 9 o'clock hour, and can't thank you enough for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to you folks. I got to say it right. And Brazelton.
And Brazelton. Yeah, you say that right now.
I did just say it right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Brazelton.
We were just up near there when we were up there for the golf tournament there at Chateau
Elan. That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, anyway, good morning to you folks in Brazelton.
Wonderful to folks at Chateau Elan. How y'all doing up there?
Yeah. I enjoyed Charlie Daniels. I'm sorry. I was just, again, thinking about it, and you talking about the concert. And
Great show.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Something special. Again, we've had one special moment after another on the show this morning.
Really have.
Y'all need to go back and listen to They Got Next To again. A six-year-old AJO Obata came on here. And this gentleman, we bring him on here, I know what my first question is going to be.
Okay.
But I'll let you introduce him, but I know what my first question is.
Hold up. Well, just wait. Let's get him on here first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, the last 3 days we've been chronicling the National Football League draft, and a number of young people from our area, I think we're up to about a dozen who played their high school ball here in Georgia, heard their names called. This young man played on the state championship team in Marietta High School, went on to have a fantastic career at Troy University, and was drafted yesterday by the Chargers out in L.A. Kamani Vidal, welcome. Kamani Vidal, welcome.
Y'all should have heard the holler when I got it earlier. He was fussing at me, going, "Greg, now get it right.
Get it right. Kamani Vidal, good morning and congratulations. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
And now we're going to ask you if you could turn your radio down behind you because we're hearing that bounce back just a little bit, but you got us now. So we're going to have a conversation. And there were a number of things I was thinking about asking you about because your head coach, his name is mentioned usually daily in my house. His name comes up regularly. I live with – my wife is from Michigan, and that's her team. But I'm not going to ask you about that. And I'm sure it was a wonderful conversation we had. But this is what we really want to know from you. We followed you at Marietta. Are you responsible for, at any time during your time at that high school for throwing some of that toilet paper up in the trees?
No, in Whitlock.
Yeah. Come on.
I did. I did.
And when was it and what was the occasion?
It was my senior year, and all the seniors get together like the day before the first day of class. And just get together and all pretty much go crazy.
Yeah.
There's a couple of rules behind it.
There are rules?
This is great. This is great. Little investigation here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Like, you're not supposed to throw it on the school, technically.
Okay.
And then you're supposed to stay off certain trees that are, like, I guess, harder to get out of.
If it gets wet.
I think there are some more, but I just can't remember them right now. But when toilet paper started getting thrown, all the rules kind of went out the window.
I was just about to say, I didn't see any trees that were isolated, and plus it was hanging out on Dallas Highway. I live not far from there, so yeah. I've driven by it over the years and seen it and just shook my head.
They may have done it yesterday after he got drafted.
That's a possibility,
have
man.
You been over there to see on Whitlock, man? They may have it all done it on you. Kamani, talk about what it was like, though, and getting the call from Coach Harbaugh yesterday. I saw some video. You had your whole family around you, right?
Yep, I did. It was great though. I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. I think like just going throughout that day though, it felt wrong. Just like, you know, because you're sitting there anticipating, almost just waiting for that call. Like you keep checking your phone. Like, my ringer still on? Like, you know, just trying to make sure that, you know, you pick it up actually. And, you know, I was moving around through that whole entire day. I just happened to be sitting on the couch when they called. So, you know, that's only I was just blessed, though.
Yeah. This is one of those seminal moments in a person's life when they get that call. And he's catapulted to the next level. Kamani Vidal, that's how you say his name, Sam.
Absolutely.
Joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. What I want to talk about for a second is your position. And you have probably heard over the years, we've talked about it on this show, how the running back position has not been as prominent as it has been in years past. And I think there's a resurgence, and people are learning ways to use that position, and the people who are showing a certain skill set, showing them more prominently in the offenses.
Mm-hmm.
And are you looking forward to seeing how Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers use you in a way that isn't the traditional running back way?
Yeah, I am. You know, it's a run heavy offense. There's not many in the NFL. I'd probably say the only other one is, you know, with his brother at the Ravens.
Yep.
And you know, when a team picks a old lineman in their first round pick, you know, it just says a lot. So, you know, it really set the tone for the whole entire draft class, I would say.
What a nice draft class for the Chargers, though, and some people that we're familiar with, some folks, other folks, with ties to Georgia. You guys gonna have a little bit of a Georgia club out there with this draft class, right?
Oh yeah, I haven't looked too much into you know, everyone else, seeing where they're from, but yeah.
Yep. Well, you got Ladd McConkey from Georgia,
yep,
who's also drafted,
yep,
and I think we got another player, Justin Avoke. I think he's from down in Forest Park. So you got a number of guys. But I'm talking about the guy that was drafted after you. I mean, he's got a pretty famous dad, and Brendan Rice. So you're gonna get. I don't know if you ever met Jerry Rice before, but you're gonna definitely get a chance to meet him, because I'm sure he's going to be at camp and some things with his son being drafted by the team.
Oh yeah, no, I actually the first time I saw him was at the Senior Bowl, because me and him were both on the same team. So he was at the practice, and I remember I was stretching, like just on the ground stretching, and then I just seen like his head show up. I was like, wait a minute, this is Jerry Rice. So, you know, that was pretty cool, you know, being able to see him and talk to him. But yeah, I'm happy he's my teammate now.
Okay, Kamani, now we talked about a couple important things. Here's the real important thing. We know that you guys are coming here to play the Falcons next year.
Yeah. This fall.
Who in the family has been assigned to answer those calls for people trying to get to you to get tickets to the game? Who's that person?
I'll probably either my mom or my sister, one of those two.
Because you know that
not
you.
Me, I can tell you that.
He's already let it be known. Don't call me. Listen, I'm just part of the team right now, and mama or my sister will handle it. Because you know that's going to be a thing. You're going to have friends coming out of the woodwork.
I already know.
Oh man,
I get an idea of how special that game was for you, because the last time you got to play here in town, you played over at Georgia State. And I remember how you had a phenomenal game that day. But talk about the opportunity you will have to come back and play at home as a professional now. That has to be so special.
Oh yeah, no, that was great. You know, being able to play here again, and you know, playing in that stadium too was special, just because, you know, that was technically my second to last high school game. I call it my last real high school game, but yeah, it was just very special.
Yep, you come back there, you won the state championship there. And then there's this statue out in front of that stadium of someone that everyone knows and people may or not know, your great uncle, that even made things.
You're bearing the lead there, man.
Okay.
Which
there's been a picture posted on social media that Henry Aaron is your great uncle. And playing in that stadium with his statue out front, I thought, my goodness, that's talk about full circle. So that'd be something very proud, and really your family really proud of you continuing that heritage.
Oh yeah, yep. I can also but I was still getting advice from him back when I was in high school, and still a little bit in college too. It was just so much about adversity and, you know, fighting through that, and I feel like I picked up a lot from him.
We don't know the actual date of when the Chargers are going to be here playing the Falcons,
no,
right?
That we'll find out in a few weeks.
But if it is during the end of the regular baseball season, attention Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
You need to have this dude out there throwing out the first pitch.
Well, they ain't going to have time for that.
Well, if he gets here on a Friday.
If he gets here on a Friday, he can throw it out. Teams do that, but he's going to be here on a business trip.
He's going to be here on a business trip. Atlanta Falcons, reach out to this dude. If it's a bye week, call this man and have him come back home and throw out the first pitch. And then you can give them tickets to the friends of yours for that. For the other thing.
While we got you here, talk about the Sun Belt Conference and the fact that this was a good draft for the Sun Belt. And a lot of people feel like you guys are the ones that always spoil the fun for the big time programs, and you do. Sun Belt enjoys that, right? Sun Belt enjoys that reputation. But you saw a lot of the players from the Sun Belt get drafted this time around.
Yeah, I mean, the Sun Belt is one of the most competitive conferences there is. You know, from top to bottom, you can always lose to a team, and that's just how it is. There's no, like, I guess, real huge, like, sleepers. Like, if you go into a game, like, you just know you're going to win. You know, I wouldn't say that about any team. And then I'll also say, like, in terms of the players, there's no, like, I guess, quote-unquote big name. But It's just, you know, just stacked from top to bottom of guys that really love football and are really competitive.
And guys that go there and really work hard, and I think that's probably something that made you stand out to Coach Harbaugh. What are he and the coaches saying they want you to really work on as you head out there? What do you want to feel like you need to work on? I mean, you've been working hard since your last college game. You played Senior Bowl, Combine, workouts. What are some things that you want to really sharpen now as you get ready to head and get things started?
I mean, first and foremost is obviously the playbook. I really want to, you know, get that down. Because if you don't know what to do, what good is – you could be the best player in the world, and if you don't know what to do, you're pretty much useless. And then also just kind of like just really keen on my body in terms of just resiliency, just kind of – just especially with a longer season. My body's never gone through, an NFL season. So really just kind of keying in on that and you know, clearing things up in the playbook, that's really what I'm keying on.
Yeah.
I got two things. When he was just talking there a minute ago, and I just wondered this, and I wondered because we asked this about a lot of young kids. Have you seen the movie Brian Song?
No, I haven't.
I guarantee you if you watch that or when you watch that and you tell your elders, your father, parents, whatever, uncles, and Jim Harbaugh that you watch that movie, they will be very impressed. Anyway, it is what it is, and it's a story about the two running backs from the Chicago Bears and Brian Piccolo. But what I was going to ask you is, because you were talking about Troy, you have now made it. You're in the NFL. But we haven't talked about or you saying, what is it that you're going to take from your college career, whether it's a person or something that happened there that you feel propelled you and made you feel like, I know I can play at the next level?
I would say being coming off of, you know, back-to-back conference champs, you know, that's not done by accident. You have to really work, you know, especially coming off that first one. You know, you have a target on your back. You know, everyone's coming at you, and then to be able to do it again, that's just, you know, that's just all about consistency and just coming to work every day and just, you know, putting your head down and going to work.
Yep. And before we let you go, some thoughts about your time at Marietta. You have some other high school teammates who have gone into the National Football League. You talk with them leading up to this draft?
Oh, yeah, I did. I was trying to, like, you know, kind of get a little bit of advice, you know, just because it's literally it's the longest interview process there is. It's from August till now. You know, it's just it's long, it's grueling. You know, you have ups and downs, but, you know, you just got to roll with the punches and, you know, keep going.
Yep, and Dr. Ojulari brothers. Area, they're both in the league, and I'm sure there's some people that you've been able to talk to. A little bit of a Marietta club now we're going to have in the NFL. How about that?
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah.
As long as he's got somebody sending him stuff, because he's going to be out there in L.A., no Waffle House, no Krispy Kreme,
hey, man, but
none with the donuts on.
You're going to have Fat Burger, you're going to have In-N-Out
Fat Burger's not compared. In-N-Out's overrated. Don't get me started.
We've got Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Well, okay, I'll give you that. Yep. But all the mother was, man. So he's got somebody shipping him food from the South here. He knows how to get it. We got to thank this guy and just wish him nothing but success on the next level. Kamani, just go make a name for yourself, and we'll be talking about you proudly here in Atlanta.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. That's my plan.
All right. Congratulations.
Stay healthy, and if you don't mind, I'll take it just in your honor. I'll take a toilet paper roll and throw it up over the trees and keep driving. You have a good one, man. Thanks for getting up and joining us this morning.
All right. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There
you
go.
Man, fantastic.
Don't say nothing. Kamani Vidal.
That's him.
That's how you say his name.
That's him.
Y'all should have heard me getting fussed at earlier, man, old man. And by the way, the most important part about that whole discussion we had with him that'll stay with me, I didn't know there were rules to the toilet paper in the trees. He says, we got some rules here. And I went, hang on a second.
They just went down to Dollar General and bought all you can buy and just screwed up.
Well, they ended up doing that, but actually somebody at some point came up with rules.
There are rules to throwing toilet paper in folks' trees.
All right, well, we're going to talk Braves. We're going to talk Falcons draft and see what he knows about toilet paper. Up next, Joe Patrick, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you on the Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.